1 Peter 1:14 says, "As obedient children, do not be conformed to the passions of your former ignorance, but as he who has called you is holy, you also be holy in your conduct, since it is written, 'You shall be holy, for I am holy.'" I grew up in a loving Christian home filled with the gospel. My parents raised me and my three brothers well. We went to church and held biblical values, but for most of my life, I hid in the deceitfulness of sin and unrepentance. Up until high school, I hadn't come face to face with my own sin in a meaningful way until my eyes were miraculously opened to the message of the cross. It was only then that I began to understand what Christ's death, burial, and resurrection are really for. God demands perfection that no man can supply. And as I should have known, we are all sinners, even church-going Baptist kids like myself. I was a fairly well-behaved kid growing up. I stayed out of trouble and loved my parents. I valued their teaching and professed faith at a young age, but didn't have a saving knowledge of my need for a Savior. When I started junior high, I had my first introduction to pornography. I was heavily influenced by the way my friends talked about women. Dangerous curiosity snowballed into a years-long addiction. I kept my habitual sinning a secret, all the while telling myself I could just repent and be okay. I lived in ignorance of God's punishment, his just punishment, continuing to sin so that grace would abound. And during my sophomore year of high school, I got a job as a house painter for a man named Adam Knowles. Adam was a born-again Christian. He was radically changed by the gospel and had known Christ for only a few years. He found utmost joy in his Savior, even though he didn't have a lifetime of growing up in the church like I had. And it bothered me that he had something real while I clung to a lie. And my hypocrisy was more evident than ever. God planted a seed in my heart through the faithful testimony of his servant Adam. In the summer before my junior year of high school, my brother Andrew, who I hope is watching, enlisted me to volunteer at a Christian outreach concert. I was told to collect connection cards for people responding to an altar call. But I couldn't bear the weight of helping other people find truth in Jesus while I knew that I needed him more than anything. Before the band played their last song, the lead singer told a story about a man who committed a great crime and was sent to prison for a very long time. When he was approaching the time of his release, he wrote a letter to his wife. It said, "I know I've been gone for a long time, and I'll understand if you don't want me." When I get on the Greyhound bus to come home in a few weeks, put out a yellow ribbon on the tree in the front yard if you still want me around. But if it's not there when I drive by, I'll just keep on going. A few weeks later, when he rounded the big turn before his home, he looked out of his window and saw 1,000 yellow ribbons on that tree in the yard. And he could go home. The thing that struck me more than anything at that moment was the immeasurable amount of God's grace. I confessed my entire heart to my brother on the spot. And in that moment, I realized that God demands holiness, but we are in desperate need of salvation from our wickedness. I had transgressed against a holy God and needed atonement for my sin. Through Jesus' death, burial, and resurrection, my sin was atoned for, and I had access to this life through faith in Christ. God's grace was bountiful for me, a dead sinner, by faith alone. And hiding from my sin was death to me, but God sought me out. Hebrews 13:12-13 says, "Take care, brothers, lest there be in any of you an evil, unbelieving heart, leading you to fall away from the living God. But exhort one another every day, as long as it is called today, that none of you may be hardened by the deceitfulness of sin. Since the day of my repentance, God has continued to sharpen me by bountiful, faithful teaching and godly men like Adam Knowles. And most recently, I've had the privilege of sitting under the teaching of the men of Grace Bible Church by not forsaking the gathering of the saints."